Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balagam. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. You probably saw that Twitter added some extra information to a tweet of Donald Trump because they believed what he shared was fake news about the elections, and they shared a trustworthy source. And of course, Donald Trump reacted like he always does. He started to bully on Twitter, so that was the normal reaction. But now it's going to be interesting to see how Twitter reacts to future tweets, not just of President Trump, but also from other people who share fake news. Wouldn't it be great if there is doubt about the fact that someone is sharing, especially someone with large influence on society, that there is an extra layer of information that gives us a reliable source? I think if Twitter would do that, it would really take its responsibility to create a platform where we can evaluate the news that is shared with us. Tencent is investing $70 billion in cloud services for the next 5 years. In China, Tencent is the second largest cloud provider. Alibaba has almost half of that market, and Tencent is the second with about 17% of that market. But now they want to move outside of China. They want to compete with the big US providers of cloud services like Amazon Web Services and Google and Microsoft. And the target countries are mainly Indonesia and India. And of course, because of COVID-19, there's an enormous boost in digital tools and usage. So the cloud services are booming like crazy. And this is a market where Tencent wants to become more competitive. And because of that, they're investing the enormous amount of $70 billion. Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me. And enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.